host. I'm introducing Joey Coyle. Joey was born and raised in Kodiak. He's 18 years old and he is currently a senior at KHS. Joey loves to hunt and fish, and like a true Alaskan kid, he has been on the wrestling team for 4 years. He plans to attend UAF in the fall and in the future wants to fly helicopters for the Coast Guard.
So this story took place, I was about 10 years old. Me and my family had just moved out to a house in the flats, and my parents were going to be gone for the night. So me and my brother, who was 3 years older than me, we were having big plans. We were going to go back to the river that was about 200 yards, and there was these, we're going to go back and play on the nets. Now for those of you who don't live in the flats or haven't really experienced the flats, the nets are these series of jungle gyms, and there's different elevations of just fishing nets, and it's just awesome. It's a childhood's dream. So, you know, my parents are leaving. There's still a couple hours left of daylight, and they're like, you guys are going to stay home, right? And you're like, yeah, we're going to stay home. You know how it is. We're pretending to be cuddled up with our 100-pound lab. So anyway, they leave, and we're like, all right, coast is clear. They're gone. They're going for dinner. They're not going to be home till after we go to bed. So we get going, you know, we put the dog in its cage. We get going out the door, and we kind of start hiking back. We get to the river. That is our first obstacle. Now, the river is about 10 feet across, maybe 20 in some areas, but it's about 10 foot deep. And for somebody like me, who's 10 years old and weighs about 6 pounds, trying to cross the Russian River at a 10 foot deep spot area is very difficult. So we walk, you know, about maybe half a mile to this fallen tree that we usually use to get to the nets. Now this tree, it's about 20 feet across. It's mostly limbless and has never really been an obstacle for us in the past. However, it's about the second or third week in October, as I'm sure you guys are sure, it's snowed once or twice. So, and being that it's on a river, it's a little frosty. Now the spot that the river fell on is about 10 feet deep. So it's perfect in the summer for swimming. But it's October and I don't want to go swimming. So I'm standing at the log and I'm terrified out of my mind of falling into the river and getting swept away into Wilmoth Bay forever. And I'm like, it crosses my mind, I'm like, I'm gonna make my older brother go first. So I turn to my brother, I'm like, RJ, you're crossing this thing first. So RJ gets on the log, he kind of steps up to it and kind of starts crawling across like this. So he gets about 5 feet from the edge and he just kind of does a mad sprint to the edge. He makes it just fine. I'm like, all right, so my brother made it, so I must be able to make it too. So I get up, right? I'm about 6 pounds. And I start to get down, I start crawling, and it's a little windy. So I'm getting brushed off the tree very easily. And I get about halfway across, and my brother is like on the other edge. He's jumping up and down, thinking, this is hilarious. My brother's going to fall in. So I look at him, and this is a challenge for me. So I'm just like, you know what, screw it. So I stand up, and I just do a mad sprint. And I make it. I didn't fall in. This was good. That was only the first obstacle. So now we have to backtrack another half a mile, because where we come out onto the river is right here, the tree's right here, and the nets are about right here. So we cross the tree here, and then we keep walking, and there's kind of this little plot of forest that the nets are in. So we're looking up, and obstacle number two is a 20-foot ascent to the nets up these really just, I mean, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Kodiak ladders. They're just kind of like planks of wood or 2x4s just nailed to a tree with like one nail, so you gotta step on it both feet at a time, otherwise it'll pivot and you'll fall to your doom. So I'm looking at this, and my genius strikes again. I'm like, no, RJ, you're going first. So my brother, you know, he's 13, he's about 8 pounds, so he's like, yeah, let's go first, no problem. So he climbs up, right? It takes a good 5 minutes because, you know, you take one step, it pivots, so you know, you gotta try to figure out a way to maneuver yourself so you're not falling to your doom. And it's frosty, because it's October. So he makes it up just fine. And he's at the top, he's going, all right, your turn. Looking up, I'm like, oh boy. This is where I die. So anyway, I look up and I kind of grab the second ladder up and I just kind of do a mad hop to the first step and I make it just fine, no pivots. This is perfect. This is a perfect start to a perfect ascent. So I start climbing, right, and I make the mistake. I get carried away. I think I'm going too fast and I step one foot without stepping the other and phew! My foot slips, you know, the thing pivots and I'm falling and then I'm like, oh, I just grabbed, you know, the next rung. Well, the next rung also is only nailed to the tree by one nail. So then that thing rotates, and now I'm just kind of hanging there, I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna die. So then I managed to get both feet, onto the plank, and then that's when I keep doing my little bunny hop up the tree. And meanwhile, after my fall, my brother is up there doing the same thing he did with the log, and he's going, jumping up, thinking it's funny, shaking the tree that I'm trying to climb. So anyway, I finally make it up the 20-foot ascent and make it past obstacle two. And, yeah, it was a good day. So after about an hour or so of playing on the nets, the sun started setting. So we're like, all right, we need to go back home. We need to feed our 100-pound lab. So we make the 20-foot descent, which is a lot more scarier because you cannot see the bottom. And I ended up falling the last 5 feet. Thank God I'm light. I don't fall by gravity that fast, and I was only about 6 pounds. So I make it down, and my brother gets the bright idea, well, what if we don't cross a tree this time? I'm like, well, where else are we going to cross? So he goes, if we go the other way, then I'm sure we'll find a way across. Okay, you're my big brother, I'll trust you. Obstacle number three. So we're walking, right? We get about half a mile. And finally, I'm like, dude, I'm not sure about this. And kind of the river's right here, and my brother's to my right, you know, closest to the river, and then to the left is this huge open field. And my brother looks over to talk to me, and his face just drops. It turns completely white. He doesn't say anything. He just takes a mad dash across the river. I don't know what he's doing, but he's going across the river. He is just wading across. I'm like, what the heck? You know, he found what he needed to get across. Maybe I'll find what I need. So I look to see what he saw. And I see this massive, huge, four-legged, hairy beak. And it had this roar of what I can only assume a lion sounds like. I've never been to the zoo, so I don't know. So I look at this, and it had a similar effect on me that it did on my 8-pound brother. So I turn around, and I make a mad dash across the river as well. Now, me being 2 pounds lighter than my brother, trying to get across the river was obstacle number three. So I'm going, and my feet are starting to slip. Right, because I'm tiny, and it's like up to here, and I can feel the flow going, and my feet are starting to slip, and I'm getting scared, something is back there, I am terrified, I don't know what it is. So then I'm like, alright, close my eyes, I just embrace the whatever that has in store for me. I just embrace it, I close my eyes, and all of a sudden, wham! Feel it! Feel a vice grip just around my wrist, and I open my eyes to see what it is, to see, you know, whatever is grabbing me, I'm hoping it has better intentions than that. And it's my brother. My brother got to the edge of the river, looked back, saw I was struggling, and it came back to grab me. He saved me. It was a hero story. So between the combined weight of our 14 pounds, we managed to make it across the river. We don't look back to see if the bear, if whatever is back there is following us. So we make a mad dash home. We go and we let the dog out of the cage, and we cuddle up with a 100-pound dog. We just wait for our parents to get home. And that was the last time we ever went to the nets without our parents being back home. And that was the last time we ever went back to the nets without our dog.